Thank you, Mary. So I've been in Regnum Christi for 25 years. That makes me feel really old, but it also means there's a lot of change. And when Mary asked me to come and speak today, I thought about how I've changed with Regnum Christi over those past 25 years. And it got me thinking a lot. God gave me the grace and the invitation to change. And Regnum Christi gave me the tools. So for anybody who's been on the Zoom call for formation, you've already heard part of this, but I've always thought of Regnum Christi as like my tool belt or my tool chest. And in my tool belt, I have a structured prayer life, a way to grow in my faith through my commitments of Regnum Christi commitments, our morning of reflections, which pull me out of the chaos and refocus me, our triduums and spiritual exercise, who I always think of them as my mountaintop experiences where I can really look at my whole life from taking a step back and getting more in tune with what God has for me, and spiritual direction, which always guides my path, even though, sorry, Father Francis, I don't always listen the first time you tell me something. And then, of course, team life, who bolsters me. I can't tell you how important my team life is and the ladies on our team that pull us together and help us through the tough spots. So 25 years ago, when I joined the movement, I was a doer. I would do anything. And I was sitting in our Adoration Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan, and I asked the Lord, increase my faith. I didn't realize at the time that Adoration Chapel was actually started by a Regnum Christi team. I found that out later. And after I asked for my faith to be increased, I found myself at a Familia group. I found myself involved in K4J, and they were both Regnum Christi apostolates. So Regnum Christi had eased its way into my life without me even realizing it. I was very involved, but the invitation to encounter and Regnum Christi team totally blew my mind when I attended. It set me on fire. My mind was opened to prayer life, contemplation, retreats, and I loved it, and I jumped in, as Mary said. I was section director, I was team leader, I do anything, I just jump in. And I loved it, I loved being a super doer, but I was doing and I wasn't just being. So God knew it was time for a change. And it wasn't going to be an easy change, it was a hard one that brought us to our knees. We had my dad come live with us, and he was suffering from Alzheimer's. And I had to take a step back from everything. And that kind of hurt my pride. The task was bigger than anything I could have imagined. I wasn't ready for it, but God was. And God was by my side. The RC tools were so, so helpful. My spiritual direction was so fruitful during this time as well. My team, you guys, were instrumental in lifting me up, sharing insights and hugs, and allowing me to see Christ in them every week. And even when we would call or get together after that. During this time, I heard God say, I love you. Even when you're just being, you're just doing my will. So I learned the value of prayer and reflection during this difficult time, but God wasn't done with me. We eventually were blessed enough to move my dad to a wonderful memory care facility where he still is, but I still heard God calling, and it was totally something different, something unexpected, and something I never, ever thought that I'd be able to do. And he was calling me to look into spiritual direction. It surprised my spiritual director at the time as much as it surprised me. But we discerned for a while, and I enrolled, and I, because I figured, well, God's leading me somewhere, I can't say no. And it's been such a blessing. As I dug deeper into each course, I was reintroduced to all the Regnum Christi tools in my toolbox that I had once used and figured, oh, I've done that already. I know what that's all about. But no, they were the same tools, but at a different level. It's beautiful. I got to use these tools, meet other, actually, Regnum Christi members, and other people, too, that are taking these courses. Learn from them. Learned so much from these classes. And they've opened me up to ask for grace and to receive the grace that God's ready to shower on me. I have more peace than I have had in years. And I'm reminded that God is by my side always and always ready to share and help me through the bad times. I just need to turn to him. I'd like to finish up by thanking each and every one of you, because your insights, your smiles, your hugs, the reflection you've shared, the work that you do, all of those little things that we do as Regnum Christi members or as spouses and children of Regnum Christi members, they mean so, so very much. The sacrifices you've all made, the words, you've all been part of my journey and everybody else's journey here. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. And now I'd like to invite up Andrea and Eloise Ruiz. They're going to share their reflection on Regnum Christi as well.